In the studio now, though, Melbourne's most popular brothers, Luke and Sassy Scott. Yeah.
That's because the Hemsworths still live in New South Wales, I think.
They're out of Phillip Island.
Luke and Sassy Scott, you can hear their podcast on Listener. We love having you in the studio. And how are the boys, Sassy? How old now?
Someone else just asked me that. I'm like, do you know what the realness of parenthood is? I don't know. I did the 6 p.m., the 9 p.m., the 12 a.m., and the 3 a.m. feed this morning.
Oh.
And here at Breakfast Radio, I have no idea how old they are. I think they're something like, they're coming up to 4 months.
I would have had money on you being one of the parents, so like 1 week updates with like either a cookie 1 week.
They annoy me.
It's so hard.
Especially, I know, Fee, but you had, you know what you did? One at a time. Smart. Old Sassy over here, twins. Yeah. How are you meant to keep up?
Double the trouble, triple the fun. I don't half-ass do anything in this world.
Mm. Now, 3.5 million followers on TikTok. As we talked about last time, Selena Gomez is one of your best mates. And your new podcast drops today. Not a drop. Does it drop at midnight? How does a podcast work?
I don't know, Luke.
It just pops up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I better put a link out.
We rock up here every 2 weeks. We talk some crap on our podcast and then for some reason someone edits it and it's available every Wednesday morning.
Beautiful.
But you know, there will be a headline out of this.
Yeah.
You talk about something quite very personal, but also quite serious because there are conversations at the moment happening in the news about sport and homosexuality. And you have opened up about something that you think is quite important in the podcast.
I, for many, many years, have sat with something very personal to me that I've never felt the need to share. It was something personal that existed between me and an AFL football player who's no longer playing anymore. We had a relationship for about 3 or 4 years, and I want to make it very clear, I'll never, ever share their identity, and that's to protect them. And, you know, no one's job is to ever out a person. So that's not my goal in this. But when I saw and heard some homophobia, which happens a lot in the AFL, and I love the Pies. I'm a mad-ass Collingwood supporter.
No.
You know, I just got really disappointed and very vocal about the AFL not supporting its code, its players, its employees. And so I've decided on today's podcast to share the story about the relationship I had with this person. Because when I spoke about it on our TikTok, all I experienced was absolute hate and homophobia.
Is that right?
Yes.
The DMs were full when you put out a video like that.
And it just, so then that's why it's bolstered my opinion or my voice, I guess, because a lot of people were like, you know, stick to your lane. What do you know about it? Who do you think you are talking about? You know, homophobia in AFL. You're just a TikToker, whatever. And that's kind of true. But.
Which is pretty funny by people in the comments.
Yes, correct. Who have an opinion. Yeah, exactly.
Who are you?
Yeah. It's funny. People don't want me to have an opinion and they share that opinion on me.
Now, obviously, I played AFL and superstar, Hall of Fame.
I'm fascinated to hear your opinion on this, dude.
Well, I heard Jack Crisp giving it to you earlier, though.
Yeah.
Giving it to him?
Giving it to me. Yeah, he's up.
Not getting your $50,000 ring.
I would have played with someone that was gay, probably. It doesn't bother me. Each to their own. Obviously, there's gay footballers out there, but no footballer in our code has ever come forward and said they are gay.
Yeah.
It's happened in other sports, in soccer, in NRL. Why do you think that a player can't come out and say they are gay? And how do you think they feel being suppressed? Because you've dealt with this for a long time and it's eaten you up and you've got to say it, but you're not in the, or you are now in the public eye, but you identify as a homosexual
gay man.
Yeah. And players would be, that'd be hurting them. Like they're not being their true self. So how do you think they could suppress that and come forward? Do you think they'd be accepted? Because I feel that they would in this day and age. It wouldn't bother me if I was playing. What's the difference? There's no difference.
It doesn't matter
what sexuality you are.
Any organisation in Australia, when you are on notice, okay, for example, you have been brought in by HR, you are no longer allowed to use that word or speak to that person like that anymore. Next time, you will be terminated immediately, right? That happens in every organisation in Australia at the moment. The AFL seems to have a very different rule, which I find very bizarre, that they are going to treat each and individual racial or homophobic slur uniquely. And the problem with it, I find, is that the responsibility lies with the employer to look after and support their entire organization. So when I saw the hate that came my way, it just speaks volume why no one feels ready to come out, because I know a gay AFL football player who would have seen the hate that I received for talking about it would have gone, oh, hell no. It's not ready for someone to come out.
Which is sad.
It's so sad, because when you finally do come out, and I say this to everyone listening now, you've got a niece, a nephew, your friend's son, daughter, someone, one of them will one day struggle with their identity. And what you go through when you're in the closet and struggling with who you are and you're hiding who you are, it strips you of all your joy, all your happiness. And once you do come out, you've got years then of trying to figure out who you are. And so it's not just from that moment when you come out, life's rainbows, right? Mm. It's still a whole lot more work you have to do on yourself. And I am looking, and I think everyone should be looking at the AFL right now and expecting them to stamp out homophobia, to have stronger protections against it for the members, the players, everybody that works within that code.
Because I don't feel like it'd be the players that'd have an issue. I feel it'd be that they'd be supporters.
So, because obviously, Sassy, 3 or 4 years with somebody, an AFL player, and absolutely admire your protecting that person, and I think they should
it
be
should
protected.
Never be,
at
yeah, dangled all, in front of. No, course. It's not okay.
But 3 or 4 years, you knew him very well. Like, was he comfortable with his teammates knowing? Like, is it not the right? I think about your locker rooms in AFL clubs. That would be terrifying. But yeah, what was his conflict?
Yeah, they definitely knew. And he had some really good mates. I'm sure you'd know this. It's, you know, some of your colleagues you like, no matter where you work, some of them you like, some of them you don't like. Yeah. And you
There's
know,
40 he, blokes there. You're not going to love everyone.
Correct.
Yeah. You got a handful.
And he made that really clear. And it was so, if I have to go back to it, and it's a long time ago, I've been with my husband for 11 years now, right? So it was quite a while ago. The darkness of his depression was not great to see. And I just, I used to think about if something was ever to happen to him, and this is getting very gloomy for a more, you know, morning breakfast radio, so I'm sorry, but I used to think if something was to happen to him and he was to pass, his lover couldn't turn up to his funeral and say goodbye to him because no one else in his life knew I existed. And we used to share the deepest, darkest connections, but we couldn't ever share them with anybody else because he was so scared of the homophobia and the lack of support from the community and from the AFL then. And when I spoke about it 2-3 weeks ago, what did I experience? Nothing but hate. And
I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, Chris Humphreys, who played for Melbourne United, basketballer. Big
Isaac Humphreys.
Yep. Sorry. Big Chris Humphreys, I think, was one of the Kardashians. Sorry, Chris. He came out to his teammates and they filmed it, and it was one of the most powerful speeches. It was so emotional, and all the players got around him. And you'd think that if a footballer saw that they'd take that and think maybe that could happen to me, but you don't think that the footy world would accept that?
I don't. I think we're really far from it. And I encourage all of us Melburnians now to speak up and speak up against it. It's the same as when it comes to racial discrimination. It's the same as when it comes to, you know, from Black Lives Matter to women's rights. You know, it is the same thing. We should all lend our voice to support other people, whether it affects you directly or not. It is really affecting other people's joy.
What do you think should have happened to Finn Layson, who played at Port Adelaide, wasn't heard by anyone else. He actually said that he did something wrong and he said the wrong thing.
Yep.
Do you think that was brave of him to say that in the first place, to admit that he did something wrong? Because if he didn't go to the umpire, nothing would have been said.
Yeah, I think he did it probably based on most likely being picked up on an umpire's mic and it coming back for him.
Yeah.
So I think he was smart. I do believe he was remorseful. What I don't like is Port Adelaide have actually made him to go out and get training against homophobia to understand how it affects people and their lives. And they've made him pay for the course, which takes all the responsibility away from the club and the AFL. They're saying, no, we haven't got a problem with homophobia.
They've washed their hands.
This is a you problem, mate. Yeah. And I am telling you that it is the AFL's problem.
Well, sassy, so powerful.
Sorry, Luke.
Next time you come,
you listen to the podcast, it was just like that again. I probably say every now and then.
But this is a big topic in sport.
I'll let Scott speak.
Can you go and date someone famous and talk about them?
Maybe a Kardashian.
You talk about this in greater detail on your podcast, Luce and Sassy. Sassy Scott, thank you for coming back in the studio. We love you guys.
Thanks for having me. I'm sorry we brought that, but it's something that's, I think, really important for all of us to get around.
I think it is too, and I think that I feel sorry for some of the players that play, because there'd be players that play, and the odds 100%. Are there are. There'd be
100%.
There'd be heaps of it. And the fact is that they're going out and they're living their life without living their true life is sad. And they get criticised. Like, this, a player might play really bad on the weekend and they get criticised by the supporters and the fans and the media write them up, but they might be dealing with hiding something from everyone.
And I just want to add to that, if one of them are listening now, and there's a massive chance there is, I want you to know there is a massive community and there's little mother effers like me that will stand by your side, right, and have your back, and that it is a very joyous, comfortable, wonderful world out there when you do decide, and there's a lot of people that will support you.
Well said.
Sassy, well done. And Luke, you too.
And Luke, can you hear the podcast?
Thanks, everyone. It's an absolute pleasure.
Best uncle in the house.
Uncle, glad I got up with my mom.
Uncle Luke.
Thanks, boys.